Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So,
what's going on? Is it just you and I tonight? Are we rolling right now?
We are rolling. It's just you and I. So for everyone,
I like it. What's up, God Pods?
Yeah, peace to the God. Yeah, this is my it's my cousin Wuzzy, Mikey PSAP, up in this piece. Yo, we did this. Didn't we do this like a few years ago? Right.
I'd say 3 years ago. I think I was on year one, maybe episode 6 or 7, something around there.
You know, I'd have to go.
I think it was one of the top first 10 episodes.
It might, you know what?
It's labeled.
It might have been. I remember us talking. You know, it's funny because the last pod episode, we were talking about Fat Pat Reed, and
yep.
I remember you and
I lots happened with him since then.
Yeah. So I remember, but I remember you and I in our last time we did this, we spoke about him and his punchable face. And and that was when he
that
won.
It is.
That was when he won the Masters. So that was what, 2018.
That was when he won the Masters. When he was prancing around every talk show, repping the green jacket, didn't wash a thing for weeks. Let's see, Pat Reed Masters.
Yeah,
Brittany. My lady says he looks like Jack Frost from the snowman from the movie Pat Reed Masters. Let's see what year.
Wow.
That's it was funny. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, 2018. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah. Wait. What else about? What else? Since we're on the topic of Pat Reed, you said a lot's happened since.
So, well, especially on social media, a lot of people dimmed shit because probably it's kind of like one of the first tournaments when COVID happened. So, like almost a year ago, he got caught really bad with the camera, like right zoomed in on his club, shoveling sand, they call it, like on his practice swing, moving the sand.
Wow.
Which may not seem like it's a big deal, but you know, if you know golf, you know, in the sand trap, you're not supposed to touch that. He definitely knows that. Been playing golf forever, you know, one of the top golfers in the world. And he said it was an accident, but when it zoomed in, it looks really bad. So then, like, you know, the guy who be on social media or whatever, which his wife runs, by the way, Justine, shout out Justine Reed if you're listening. She definitely runs the Patrick Reed Twitter, any social media page. He has nothing to do with it. And so he gets chirped all the time. How's your shovel? Golden shovel, all this. Gets chirped by the galleries, you know, talking all this smack. And then it was probably about a month ago, one of these tournaments, I think he won it or almost won it. But he got caught kind of, you know, using the rules to his advantage. So,
okay.
But it was kind of shady. He picked up a ball out of the rough and then without an official around, which is kind of like, you know, you should wait for the official kind of thing. And, you know, some of the, how golf is, man, it's so sacred with the rules, especially, you know, when it's a difference of $100,000 between fifth and sixth place, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So he then gets caught kind of bending the rules again, doesn't get charged a stroke, and then people are tweeting at him, and he exposes, or Justine, his wife, exposed his burner account. So they tweeted the same thing from his verified account, and then USA Golf and 388-675. Then you go back and look at all that user, like gray picture, like gray avatar, all this. And it's all these tweets backing up Patrick Reed from like 2016 on.
Unreal.
So everyone's piggybacking on Pat Reed. And, you know, it's just the guy just gets shit in every which way direction. He's a good golfer, but he's a little shady. He got caught cheating in college. And there's a reason why his face is so punchable. And him bending the rules is definitely one of it.
Yeah, I'd say so. I know Josh, or we call him Juice, you know, he was saying on the last pod that something with his parents, something with his folks happened too. Like he hates his parents or he kicked them out of a tournament.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I don't know that short story. It sounds familiar. I don't doubt it. that the his wife there is, I think, the a huge influence on him, and maybe in some good ways, but in a lot of like annoying, not so good ways.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. You know, she probably wears the pants, if you may.
Yeah.
So yeah. And she probably doesn't like his parents.
You know? For sure. Well,
it's either me or your parents.
Damn. pick and choose. Yeah, I mean, it's funny you mentioned like burner accounts and just how many athletes or celebrities or politicians just have been caught, you know, with the burner accounts, you know, like Durant and what's his face, that GM from Philly, Colangelo.
Yep.
And I mean, yep, there's just countless. But Twitter,
someone recently too in the NBA, I think a player in the NBA.
Well, Elfrid Payton was being, you know, starting point guard for the New York Knicks, and you know,
yeah.
Knicks Twitter does not really like Elfrid Payton. They want Emmanuel quickly to start, or even Frank Ntilikina,
who's climbing that rookie ladder, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. And
he's good.
There's a dude accusing Elfrid Payton of having a burner, and it's kind of funny. The guy only, you know, tweets when they don't have games and stuff, and. It's kind of suspect. Anytime they don't have like the picture up, like they don't have an actual like Avi, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It's a little shitty.
That's how this one. But absolutely.
But isn't Twitter the best? Like when did you get really like, you got heavy on Twitter? I feel like during this crazy COVID time.
And my Twitter followers will probably hear this once we get it out there and everything. Shout out to my 80 Twitter followers, almost at 100. Really been grinding on that.
Hell yeah! There you go. Major numbers.
Yeah, really been grinding on that. Honestly, I've had a Twitter since 2017, but probably in the last like year, maybe year and a half. My former roommate was pretty big on Twitter, and he would, especially buzzed up late night, would say some pretty absurd stuff. So I started paying attention to it more. Kind of when I got to know him better, which was only a couple, you know, a few years ago.
Right.
And then, you know, I kind of just started keeping it up on my computer. That's where I don't really look at Twitter on my phone all that much. I just got on my computer.
Oh,
it's kind of like,
no kidding.
It's my news source, man.
Yes.
And what's good is you can modify your news.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to, you know, turn on channel 42.
Exactly.
You kind of choose what you want to follow, whether it's the sports you like, the people you like, whatever, and I love it. That's my favorite. So I don't really pay attention to much social media besides that. You see me, I'm out just sharing my thoughts. That's what it's for.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What it's intended to. You know, whether it's good or bad, I don't delete too many of them, but yeah, but my buddies making fun of me because I tweet a lot, you know, they follow me and don't really say much. I'm starting to tweet. I got some good retweets. I've got some good likes, couple interactions out there. I've been retweeted by a couple of the Barstool golf guys,
sure.
Play Pod, and you know, I got climbing, man. Climbing.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
80 followers. You never know. You never know what can happen.
Well, there you go. But yeah, I mean, Twitter's definitely my favorite. And I feel like a lot of my family and friends are not on Twitter because they just simply don't know how to use it, or they just think it's, you know, where Donald Trump goes crazy and, you know, he's banned for life now, which is insane.
Yeah.
But you
is it? I didn't hear that.
Permanent ban. Permanent ban.
Yeah. Did you see the John Barron account?
I have not seen that.
It's got like it's like Donald Trump. It was someone made it the day he got banned.
Okay.
And it's like Donald Trump with like a mustache. And they're like, hey guys, it's totally not me.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
He's still out there once in a while.
I did
see
that.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's creepy. I mean, to just permanently ban while he was a sitting president. And it's just kind of scary, you know. Like,
I thought it was just going to be like during all that. Like, man, I thought it was going to be a week.
Yeah, no, he's sending out statements like via like, I don't fucking know. Like he'll just like post. Like, he'll just type up something up and then like have someone just post it on Twitter and it just goes viral. You know, I miss him. I mean, listen, I'm not a Trump guy by any means, but I definitely miss the rage tweeting. And I mean, he's kind of like a comedian, right? And then you realize, oh, wait, he was our president.
Well, Portnoy did the interview with him and he's like,
yeah,
he's like, yeah, you know, I say things and read it and I kind of second guess it, but I'm never someone who goes back on my word. So I leave it up and I said what I said. That's what I felt at that time. And I'm like, well.
Well, if there's definitely one thing I liked about Trump and still like about is he said what was on his mind, right? You know, like I'm all about free speech and he's all about free speech. If only yep. his like the way he ran in 20.
I just can't believe they let him have a Twitter. If he didn't have a Twitter, you know, who knows? I can't believe I'm surprised they let him have the ability to tweet. That's what even like four years ago.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Secret Service didn't take his phone away when he was by himself.
Well, this is why the establishment just hates him so much, and why the corporate media hates him so much. Yeah. It's because he was that kind of outsider, right? Who just came in and shook everything up. If only he accomplished some of the stuff he ran on in 2016, ending the wars and that healthcare plan that he was supposed to put out that he never put out. He just never did anything. You know what I mean?
Well, there was what he would do is he would all of a sudden retweet a faux article, mock article from Babylon Bee or something. I'd be like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Dude, that's a parody article. Yeah. what are you doing? This is supposed to get people triggered. Now you're just feeding into it and then multiplying it by your, 42 million followers.
Yeah, I think he mostly cared about just owning the libs, which is funny. I get it. I'm all about that too. But it's when I want a president, I want someone who actually cares about policy and follows up with policy. He just spoke at CPAC. You know what CPAC is?
I do not.
It's like a conservative. It's like a conservative, conference, basically. You know, they had in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
where all the conferences are. I'm sure you've been on a business conference to Orlando at some point. Have you?
Yeah.
Of course, everyone has.
Actually, Orlando, no, but. Business conferences, yes, but it's a big
conference,
GOP meeting.
Yes, so he was the big guest speaker, the grand finale, and I watched it just because he hadn't spoken in a while, and it was just the same old corny talking points. You know, all these guys care about is all the cancel culture and the fucking wokeness, which it is all ridiculous, but they just oh my God, they talk about, which is, it's just crazy, all that though. Dr. Seuss is canceled now, and Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, well, you got the Mr.
Potato Head.
No more. Which I said this many times, when I was a kid, I had Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head.
Sure.
And, same. I'm six years old. There was, multiple times I would put the red lips, the big lipstick lips, and the mustache on at once. And
trans,
I had no difference. I was six. I didn't know. Well, now it's the same thing.
You were woke, bro. You were woke 6 year old.
I was ahead of the time. I was ahead of the time. But it's just any 6 year old, I didn't, my mom had to teach me about race. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know the difference when I was 6 or 7 years old. I didn't know the difference between Michael Jordan and Steve Kerr.
Shouts to Shelly, by the way. I mean, it's wild everything that's going on. But it's all stupid shit just to distract from real life shit, COVID and human trafficking and war and bullshit.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing too. I've gone down the Maxwell and
you've been red pilled.
You've
been red pilled. You took the red pill.
Yep. So it's I paid attention to that stuff and kind of see the articles disappear and stuff. I don't get too far into it. Again, my former roommate, Ryan Boyle, big Twitter guy, he's been booted off Twitter for tweeting that stuff. He actually got blocked by Christy Teigen, John Legend's wife there.
was he calling her a cannibal?
Satanic
pedophile cannibal.
Yep, pretty much. To sum it up, correct.
Dude, I miss. Let me just say, I miss all the QAnon people on Twitter, man. It was so funny, so funny. There was a good few months where every time she would tweet, every comment would be pedophile. How is Epstein's plane? Cannibal, why'd they have to take it to the level of cannibal though?
They go nuts. Well, it's all about the and I only know this again through roommate. It's about the I don't know the term for it, the adrenaline drug.
That's adrenochrome.
Yes, that's it. That's about, yeah, exactly.
That's what all these celebrities and deep state pedophiles, yeah, they all drink children's blood. Yeah.
They scare them to death and then suck their blood. That's the conspiracy theory. Whether it happens or doesn't, that's not something I will ever really know.
Of course not.
You know, something I'll listen to and maybe think about, but something I try not to think about day to day, like some people.
Well, yeah, supposedly Hillary and what's her face? Anthony Weiner's like former wife or girlfriend. What the hell's her name? Huma, whatever. They have like a snuff video of them doing one of these rituals. That's what all the QAnon. Yo, QAnon, man, they're wild shit, man. And you heard of this this new phenomenon called BlueAnon? Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh yeah, BlueAnon. BlueAnon's like real. Yeah, that's real new shit. So all the
I haven't heard this.
So all the repubs are like fighting back with BlueAnon, which is basically like a liberal QAnon, where these people who obsess over the Russia hoax, the people who obsess over like the insurrection, who think we need 2,300 National Guard. Guarding basically like Washington D.C. and the Capitol, and like basically and the Jussie Smollett hoax, and like all this like stupid shit that like liberals obsess over.
Right,
they're now known as BlueAnon.
BlueAnon. I haven't heard of this one.
I'll say this.
I don't even know what does QAnon stand for. I know what it is. I've heard of it. I understand it, but what is that?
So
short for.
So Q was supposedly ex-CIA. You've heard of 4chan before?
Well, I haven't.
Okay, so 4chan is like a blog. I don't even know if it's still around, but it was really popular a few years ago. It was like a blog site, like real like dark web type shit, you know what I mean? And some guy named, known as Q, was leaking like confidential shit. He was Q Anonymous. That's QAnon. Is short for Q Anonymous, and he would just leak he basically came up with the theory that like Trump is secretly fighting this war against the deep state pedophiles, and he's going to take them all down. Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and
it kind of all
culminated and ended with the insurrection. They weren't all QAnon people who stormed the Capitol, but I think a good amount of them were. And now the Biden administration and Democrats are like obsessed with this shit. They think it's like it's going to happen all the time and every day. It's like, no, like it was bad what happened, but like, relax. Like, but when you turn on corporate media, this is like all they talk about is this shit.
Yeah. I mean, when I get kicks of, flipping back and forth from, at where I live at New Hampshire, 603.
Yeah. I want to talk about the great state of New Hampshire, but keep going.
Best state in the United States, if you ask me. But so they got Channel Fox is 841, Channel CNN's 842, and I'll just go back and forth, and just like honestly, I'll be honest, I definitely watch more Fox. Tucker Carlson cracks me up.
Oh, he's hilarious! He's hilarious. Yeah,
when they have when he talks about Cuomo, it's just and his bigger, stronger, buffer brother, and they have a video of Chris Cuomo doing like shoulder presses.
Yeah, he's such a
with
loser.
The fake
dude.
Weights, by the way.
I hate that family.
laughing at just like the hypocrisy between the both is more of what I get a kick off of. And it's like, CNN's got literally a death counter of COVID. Like all of a sudden, I'll see a number
on the side. I know they took it down. Biden's president now, so they took it down.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, this is, I just knew, know someone literally just died as I'm watching the show, and there goes another one. There goes, whether it's COVID or not, you don't have the ticker on freaking, there's more people dying than that. Where's the ticker? Where's the baby
wild.
Born? Where's the birth ticker? Where's the birth ticker?
It's wild, dude. It's wild. Yeah, I mean, they took it down, but like, I mean, it was like,
did they? Yeah, I don't tune into CNN all that often, to be honest.
Yeah, it's it's like North Korea. It's like North Korean television. Like the way they were like slobbering over Biden, I was like, oh my god. Like,
well, you read, and it's true. I mean, you can look it up. Look it up. It's the ratings for CNN crash because they can't talk about the Big Bad Orange, man.
Yeah.
So again,
good time without him.
But looping back to the you know, back to Twitter. Like, I really don't tune into, you know, even like the morning shows, ABC, NBC, none of that. I get my news and what I want to pay attention to on Twitter.
It's the best.
A lot
for
of people
that.
Don't, especially older generations. You know, not that COVID isn't something everyone should be worried about. Obviously, especially if you're in the right age, I believe it. I don't think it's a fake thing or anything like that. You know, was it leverage? Maybe, but
of course,
you know, especially when it first happened, just all the cable channels really made people like very scared of it. You
absolutely.
Could see it, which again, it's not something to take lightly, but you know, to an extent, obviously. And again, back to like you said, New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire's been handling it pretty good. You know, we got restrictions. I got my masks on, this and that. But you know, I can also go get a drink without ordering a meal with a bunch of people in our 20s and 30s,
right?
Without worrying. And well, you know, it's not like that a lot of places.
No, it's definitely not. And that's something I definitely wanted to ask you how. Well, I mean, we've spoken a few times, kind of about it. In this past year about New Hampshire, it's been light. You know, speaking of Cuomo, when he first got accused of the cover-up of 15,000, you know, dead people in nursing homes, he put up a chart because, you know, he loves charts. He's a chart.
Yeah.
You know, he loves charts.
Chart guy.
Yeah, he's a big chart guy. So he, by the way, as we're speaking, I think...
Actor/author.
Yeah. Actor/author. He's a good actor. Great actor. But yeah, big-time New York Times.
Emmy Award winning.
Yeah, big-time book writer now. You know, didn't have time to do anything else, but he could write a book.
Right.
And by the way, as we speak, I think there's another accuser. There's been like seven accusers. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah,
right.
Well,
so he's a fucking pig.
Once the first couple come out, floodgates.
Yeah, but he's not... He says he's not resigning. But anyway, he showed a chart... of the death rate, not the amount of deaths, the death rate in nursing homes for every state.
Per capita?
Yeah, guess what state was number one?
Was it New Hampshire?
It was, but I have to think, literally everyone that's died or passed away from COVID in New Hampshire was probably a small amount of people and all in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
So my one of my good friends works in a nursing home. He didn't have one casualty, but a lot of cases. But yeah, most it was like something. You know, I don't want to bark numbers and stats.
Right,
but,
of course.
You know, over the 75-80% mark, I'm pretty sure of deaths in New Hampshire were in nursing homes, which is pretty high. I mean, I don't know the totals. I know for a while we were like in between the 1,000 to 2,000 death range. I might still be there. Which is, you know,
you guys were like on the lower side of, weren't you? Like at one point you were like last in the country?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, pretty much besides Vermont, the whole thing was red. But again, who's making these charts? Who's deciding this stuff? What numbers are real and what aren't? Kind of the stuff I'm at.
No, yeah, I know. So red pill. Red pill.
Yeah, it's, you know, I feel like even though I did tweet, I tweeted at Sununu because
at who?
Who's the governor, by the way?
Oh, the governor.
Sununu.
Okay.
Yeah, the governor. I tweeted at him because the golf courses weren't allowed to have water jugs or porta potties open, and
which
I
so
knew a
stupid.
Couple ladies.
Yeah.
I knew a couple ladies who got like Lyme or something from peeing in the woods, and I tweeted at him, but I tweeted at Chris, who's actually running for Senate, not his brother. So then when I realized I tweeted at the wrong Sununu like a week later, I tweeted and said, tell your brother I said that. yeah. So he never answered me. But, you know, eventually water jug. I mean, there's more people are going to die of dehydration than COVID on a golf course.
I know. The rules, man.
So, you know, who's making the rules, whether they're actual rules or not? You know, I personally, you know, I have friends who are like, I'm not wearing a mask at the grocery store. Like, you know, I'll buy. Just to not cause noise, so I put my mask on when I go into the gas station. And, you know, it's not required; they can't force you, but it says please put a mask on. So I do. I don't have a problem with that. You know, airport was kind of tough sitting around there for a couple hours and having that thing up,
right?
You know, like on the airplane and stuff like that. Which, you know, whatever makes sense. You're not spaced out, but
right.
You know, I abide. I don't go many places, but I don't like shy away from stuff either. You know, we went. as a group, went to a bar last weekend, you know, my buddies and the girls, and, you know, acted, it was pretty normal. Opposed to where Brittany's from, Lake George, it's completely different. You know, we can't even go get a drink, A, past 9 o'clock, B, I have to order an entree. I can't even order, like, right, you know, a bowl of soup.
Right.
Or a cup of soup or whatever. So, which is weird. And, you know, and I've seen it. I've seen a lot of businesses just be like, hey, we're, you know, that happened to, it was in California like a week or so ago. They're like, yeah, we're opening. We're going to open full.
Well, yeah, I think each county is like basically trying to decide what's going on. And this is something I wanted to talk to you about. Have you heard of this? I don't think it's around anymore, but what's called the Free State Project?
I have not.
Okay. So this is a
Free State Project.
Free State Project. So what it is was kind of like a libertarian / anarchist movement. And it was founded in 2001, and the point was to try and recruit like 20,000, like, you know, anarchists or libertarians, so to speak, to move to New Hampshire, because they felt New Hampshire was the best place to kind of form a new country, almost like secede and form a new community of people who just wanted to be free and have their own government and just run their own shit. And they picked New Hampshire as like just like the best state for that.
Buddy, Free State Project, South Willow Street.
Yeah.
Five minutes from my house.
Yeah, there you go. They're based out of Manchester. I mean, it lasted for a while. I don't think, I think 20,000.
They're still posting on the website.
I haven't checked the website, but, you know, this is like an example, though, of like, you know, something like this. Because success, you know, seceding, I mean, it's happened before in this country. The country's so divided now, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, it, you know, people started talking about it more. Because you say, you know, look at states like Texas and Mississippi, and, you know, everyone's starting to drop the mask mandate, and it's becoming all cultural and crazy. And,
well, a lot of people are moving out of the city, man, which is sad.
The cities.
You obviously know the city a lot better than I do, along with your crew. But,
yeah,
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of people.
Yeah,
a lot of people moving out of LA.
Yeah, well, I mean, Katie and I, you know, it's funny. We kind of saw this coming, like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when we moved out of the city. Just like, it's getting too congested. It's getting too expensive. It's just like the bubble was going to burst. I didn't think it'd be a fucking, you know, pandemic or
virus.
Yeah, no one saw this coming. But yeah, I mean, now it's just like so many businesses are closed. It's like, you know, crime is higher than ever. It's depressing. And, you know, I know Andrew Yang, he might win the mayoral race there. He's actually like polling like better than anyone, which is kind of funny. I like him, but, you know, is he going to save New York City? I have no idea. I think Bill Clinton
might win mayor.
No, he's like way in the lead right now in like all the early polling. Like, he's likely going to win it. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Is he running Democrat or independent?
Democrat, but he's kind of like a libertarian a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I like what he has to say.
Yeah, he's a smart guy, nice guy.
He is really smart.
But, you know, is he gonna save New York City? I don't know, man. I mean, New York City, I think, will be back at some point. But a lot of people, like you said, man, a lot of people have moved out. L.A., same thing. It's fucking California.
Well,
it's crazy.
It's more like, you know, obviously individuals are gonna move out, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, kind of like you did, you're rounding your 20s, going on your 30s, you're going to move out of there too.
Yeah.
You know, even if it is just suburbs, but what you got to look at, in my opinion, what I've been seeing, you know, like out of California, you know, Tesla's getting moved.
Yep.
You got companies moving. That's corporations moving. Like, that's crazy. Like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
Elon shipped out of California and sprung to by far the richest person in the world. Like, Elon Musk made like $20 billion today.
No joke. Yeah, he's in Austin now.
And then the taxes are like nothing in Texas compared to California.
There's no state income tax.
Joe Rogan moved to Texas.
He went to Austin, and yeah, he pretty much convinced Elon and a bunch of other comedians.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon just moved there, and
I just started listening to, and I don't listen to his podcast. real good, just sleep. But I just started like heard a Tim Dillon, like listen to it here and there.
The best. The best.
In November, my buddy was listening to it, and we were taking a ride somewhere, and I'm like, who's this guy?
Dude, he's fucking the best.
He's funny. He's good. Yeah, he's good. Did you see his video? So I don't know how, if you pay attention to like the stock, like the market, like market.
Well, yeah. He had the movie trailer.
Did you see? Yeah.
He's,
so I'm getting like really big into like the, like crypto.
I want to ask you about
investing
that.
And playing with money.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting into Bitcoin pretty big. We'll talk about that after, but that video with Tim Dillon like really hit home. And it was like, I feel like they're doing like Massachusetts too. It was almost like the town or like Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, that's what it was going for. Like, yeah.
Was it? Yeah. And it was so funny.
Dude, you have
you'll
to
never find it.
You have to listen to his podcast or watch his podcast on YouTube. It comes out every Sunday. He is, in my opinion, the best comedian out right now. I mean, if you love dark comedy, like, he is just the fucking best. I mean, I think Katie hates him because I probably play him all the time, but I think he's just incredible. He's smart and he's just wild. He's a wild man.
I think he's funny. Yeah. Shoot, what was I gonna say?
Crypto.
I was gonna say something else to think about Tim Dillon, but space. Yeah, crypto, man. I've been getting into it since the beginning of the year.
What's the name?
Here and there.
What's the name?
Nothing too crazy, but I think it's a good investment. It makes a lot of sense if you like kind of pay attention to it. I think everyone should like put some money into it at least. I personally am getting close to a half a Bitcoin, which is a decent amount of money. You know, currently it's like 56 or something like that. So, yeah.
Is it to the moon yet? Or is that Dogecoin?
That's Dogecoin.
Dogecoin, sorry.
So Dogecoin will probably get a little bit higher, but it's definitely a little bit different than Bitcoin. Bitcoin's like kind of back, so there's like an infinite amount. It's only 21 million Bitcoin. Like Dogecoin, there's no like infinite amount.
Now,
it's just kind of like blown up for people like investing in it.
Now,
so
smart people like Lex Fridman. Do you know who Lex Fridman is?
I don't.
He's like a Russian scientist guy. He's on Rogan a lot, and he's got his own podcast. And really smart guy. He knows his shit. He thinks he's all about Bitcoin. He thinks it's the future. But Alex Jones, I was listening to him on on the Flagrant 2 podcast. Andrew Schultz.
And, he lost his laptop.
Who? what? Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Oh, I don't think I got that far. He talks about that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So someone, with Schultz.
Oh, you saw that?
I just saw a clip. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I'd like to.
I'm like halfway through.
Yeah. No, I don't want to spoil it or interrupt, but he had like some Bitcoin and like threw out the laptop or something like years ago.
Oh, because he.
So he says, and then Schultz told him it was worth like, it's worth like half a billion or something if he still had it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, that would be crazy if that's. What he was talking about, though, is that. Because Schultz asked him, do you think it's being controlled? And he's like, yeah, it's absolutely being controlled. And that kind of scared me a little bit because I'm like, you know, I'm hearing all these good things about it, but it's like, who's controlling it? You know what I mean? And it's like, Alex Jones, he's wrong about a lot of things, but he's right about a lot of things too.
So, definitely. So first off, like, you know, I've had a lot of negative thoughts about, you know, Bitcoin, like, you know, what if like all of a sudden, like I just can't log into my app, this and that, like, you know what I mean? It's all like on an app. I can't like go to a Bitcoin bank.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be able to soon. No, not even lying. There's a Bitcoin ATM right around the corner from my house. Like at the mobile.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I like went and did that. I like made a Snapchat. I was like, oh, get this dirty money out of my hand. I put like $40 in the Bitcoin machine. And then you see those like little scan things. You know, I don't even know what I'm saying. They're like little boxes.
Oh yeah.
You like scan it.
Uh-huh.
So like, it just scan that. So it scanned that and I was like, oh, what? And then I like pulled up my crypto account, like my pretty much bank account with crypto in it. And they're like, deposit what you want. I put like $40 in. I got like $35 of Bitcoin. So it takes a fee. And then like whatever Bitcoin was trading at that day.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I was like, this is crazy. Joke. So I feel like soon you're going to be able to swipe that and get cash, like sell your Bitcoin like an ATM.
Yeah.
So then, like, you think about, like, that's pretty easy technology just to scan something. So, like, you know, once stores and stuff like that just start taking that instead of cash, you know, you want to pay with Bitcoin, you know, removes, you spend $20 at a gas station, it removes, you know, whatever that is, 0.00001 Bitcoin or whatever it is. That's how it goes. It's just wild. Bank account.
Well, didn't
that's fluctuating with the market?
Right. Well, that's scary.
And how much
too.
People invest into it?
That's the part that probably scares me the most. I'm not a huge gambler. You know what I mean? Like I'll do like a Pick'em league and NFL and March Madness.
Yeah.
You know, that's as far as I go with gambling. So, you know,
stocks
aren't really my thing, or even crypto.
That's what it is.
And
that's just it's gambling.
Yeah. And, you know, shouts to Pancakes. I mean, he's like big into the crypto thing and like always telling me get on.
Oh,
this.
He is.
Oh, huge. Yeah. You guys would. Yeah. You guys should do a whole fucking pod about it. I mean, it's just like he knows his shit. He knows his stuff. He's always telling me to get into this coin, get into that, but I just, you know, I'm just not ready. But yeah, it's interesting. What is, speaking, going back to like just the GameStop thing and everything, and just the explosion of like the Wall Street Redditors. What's like the nickname for them? Like, there's that picture of the kid with the slick back blonde hair and the sunglasses.
Wall Street Bets. Reddit. I joined it. I don't pay attention to that much. If I paid attention, I probably could have made some money off GameStop, but
right,
I didn't. But yeah, it's you know, basically Robinhood, you know, came out this year and gave like people the ability to invest $10 in the stock market. You know, anyone who you can be 16 and download the app and, you know, fake your way into it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got, so basically it's, you know, power of the people, the whole idea behind it. And it's pretty much how the market works on a bigger scale, in my opinion. Like, but the people are like the hedge funds with, like, you know, instead of 10 million people with $200, or, you know, one hedge fund with, you know, say $500 million riding on a stock. And then, you know, they fluctuate the price, pull a profit, something like that.
Right.
In cahoots with another hedge fund who fucking blows up the price, pull their profit, you know?
Yeah.
It's shit like, I don't know, obviously, details. I've never, you know, read some articles, watched some videos. That's about it. But that's in my simple brain how it works. And now it's just, you know, once you get, instead of, you know, you get daily traders, you got to think about it. Every one of my friends have a Robinhood account. We throw a couple $100 in there and, you know, I made a shitload of money on Penn, the Barstool stock.
Okay.
I have like 100 shares of that, and I started buying into that at like 13. It's like $130.
Wow.
Like $125. Yeah, I didn't know like that during COVID just from Robinhood.
Mikey day traders right here.
The Barstool. Yeah, well, no, don't listen to me.
Was Portnoy? Was Portnoy?
That was one of my wins. Or what does Leo say? Don't judge me on my winners. Judge me on my losers, because I have so few.
Well,
but I actually do have a lot of losers, which is tough. So
was he a big?
But yeah,
was he a big influence on that? Davey day traders, just like the pandemic hit, and he just
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big Barstool guy.
Yeah. Oh, I love Portnoy, man. I could watch.
I was riding all those stocks. He was freaking. I was putting, you know, a little bit of money in those stocks. He was shouting out at 9:30. I had it up on my computer. I sit around in my house and work on my computer all day, so I got Twitter up on the left screen, work going on the right, and listen to a lot of Portnoy and Twitter.
Yeah,
Portnoy's one of my top guys.
Well, I love him. I mean, I can watch pizza. I can watch pizza reviews all day.
Oh, he's great. He saved so many businesses.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Barstool Fund, which is awesome. And, you know, and he can, you know, donate as little as $10. And again, power to the people. You know, yeah, he had some big donators, but like, you know, if each stoolie. There's, you know, 10 million stoolies. Each stoolie donates, you know, 20, 40, 100 bucks.
Yeah, he was doing what our government wasn't. So, you know, I mean, I know they just released the...
Rogers, my guy Rogers, big Packer fan, by the way.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you
my
about...
My guy Rogers did a little session with him.
You skipped ahead there. I was gonna ask about your boy Rogers, your boy A.A. Ron. Since you brought him up, we may as well talk about him. What's the deal with him? Because he kind of like made it
he's mad.
He kind of made it as if though, like, you know, oh, I might not be here. Like, what's like the
he's trying to fucking light their fire. I mean, you know, they've built up a good roster, a lot better roster than they had 3 or 4 years ago. Their roster was better this year than last year.
Uh huh.
Do I think they wasted? At first, I was mad about the second round pick, AJ Dillon, because I'm a huge Aaron Jones fan, and I like Jamal Williams. But after watching Dylan play a couple times and realizing that, you know, Jones is on the last year of his contract, he's going to ask for, you know, Kamara money, which, you know, if Kamara is an A, Jones is an A minus, high B plus.
Right.
So I'm not quite Kamara, but pretty close.
Yeah.
But if you got a guy like AJ Dillon who called, they call Saquon Jr., and also, you know, they're picking up like a James White, or, you know, if maybe they'll have Jamal Williams, I'd rather have a rookie contract and put that, you know, they got beat up in the secondary. Kevin King was the cornerback who let three huge plays go against the Bucks. That touchdown at the end of the half. I don't know if you watched the game like I did.
Yeah.
I can't forget.
Well, I watched the whole
any
thing.
Of it. So the touchdown at the end of the half, he gave up. We gave up the first touchdown to Mike Evans, and he also did the pass interference that officially sealed the game before they took the knee. It was kind of, you know, long shot from there anyways, but still.
Yeah.
And that's the pick that they traded away. They had an opportunity to get TJ Watt. They traded that pick him instead. So that's the guy we went over, TJ Watt. And I remember watching that 2017. So that guy won the defensive player of the year, or at least defensive player of the AFC, I think. So
yeah.
TJ Watt, it could have been the Packers. So that one stings, and he's the one who blew it. And this was definitely the year I think Packers on top of their game could have taken down the Chiefs. So.
But there's no, I mean, Chief. with that all being said, I mean, you know, it did seem like they had a serious team, and they were going to, you know, the Bucs obviously shocked everyone in the playoffs, but like.
This was a much better chance than last year. Rodgers is going to be back. He, you know, he's under contract.
Of course.
They still have a good, you know, Devontae Adams is there.
Yeah.
They got to build a little bit on the line. They're losing a couple key, but nothing irreplaceable, and they got to draft. But I kind of like the Dylan pick. The Jordan Love pick, you know, whatever. I didn't like the Aaron Rodgers pick, so I can't really hit on that yet. But
right.
But I can to a certain extent because we passed on, like, a lot of good receivers this year. It was, Chase Claypool from Pittsburgh. I think Justin Jefferson might have been gone at that point, but he's one of them. You know, there were a lot of rookie, you know, everyone passed on DK Metcalf twice too, you know, so it's,
yeah, NFL's, yeah, tough, like, you know, that, you know,
yeah, drafting is really hard in the NFL, but
NBA too, you know.
Were you, are you upset, you're not getting that guy from Clemson?
Nah, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, you know, I was when it like first happened, and then I think what's his face from Ohio State like destroyed him in that in the playoff, right? Like in the first game, and
yeah.
What's his name? Why am I going blank?
Justin
Fields. He killed it. And I was like, oh wait, you know, like there's obviously other talent.
I was heavy on Clemson too. I thought they were gonna kill him.
Yeah, that was wild. And then now this is Zach Wilson kid who's like supposedly even better than Lawrence. So you know what? Like,
yeah, what's he from?
BYU.
BYU. That's right. He kind of looks like Tate Martell.
I mean, supposedly is like a real cocky kid, kind of a, but you know, he's young, whatever. It's not, if he's got the skills and, you know, he's willing to mature, whatever, who gives a shit? But the Jets have a lot, they have a lot to figure out if they want to keep Darnold, if they want to trade for Watson or even Russell Wilson now, who the fuck knows? So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting next couple of months for sure.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't think they're going to. I don't know. I think Darnold shows some promise, but the roster's not great. Yeah. Le'Veon Bell was a waste of money. But
well, they got some money, and they got a ton of draft picks. So, and they got some like stud players finally. So I think they're a few players away. They're really not that far away. I don't think they are. Yeah. And I like Salah, the coach they got. So we'll see, man. We'll see. What's going on with NBA, though? Like, do you have a team these days? Like, I know you're like a. No team,
just players right now. I'm really I'm on the Zion train, man.
Zion, that's your guy? Zion's your guy?
Zion's my guy, and I'm a big Ball Brothers guy, too. I like LaMelo, and I like Lonzo. I really do. I think they're good players. And I'm
Lonzo might be a Knick.
That's cool. Really?
He's in the trade rumors. I mean, you know, he's been speculated to possibly get traded there all season. Yeah, he's having a good year. And LaMelo, too. He's probably rookie of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, and yep. Zion.
I like.
Okay.
I like Zion. I watched him when he was a junior in high school. Just clips him dunking. You know those viral videos. I hated Duke, and I like hated that he went to Duke. I hate Duke. I still do, but
they
like
suck now.
I was like, yeah. Well, that's because people were figuring out the NCAA is a crock of shit. All those big teams suck. Kentucky, all them.
Well,
bunch of people. They're doing that G League.
I know. Well, college is definitely in deep doo-doo, especially because COVID. I mean, this season all fucked up. I think Syracuse like had 6 or 7 games canceled. I mean, it's just been a fucked up year. But like, college is already kind of just like on the downturn. You know,
Joe Girard, Glens Falls.
Oh yeah, Glens Falls kid. Yeah, how's he been doing?
Around the corner from Brett.
I know Buddy Boeheim's killing it.
He's been playing.
Okay.
He's been playing. Yeah, but I didn't watch Syracuse today, but people were definitely hyped about Buddy Boeheim today.
Yeah.
Shooting the lights out or something.
Yeah, Pancake's a big Cuse fan. Just today he was talking about Buddy. He's been shooting the shit out of the pill. But yeah, March Madness, man. I'm so hyped for this shit, and this year
it just sucked last nothing. Year. It was just
there was
canceled.
Nothing last year. It was canceled, and then the year before that, I remember it just I couldn't even tell you when the year before that. It hasn't really been hyped lately, you know. It's kind of a shame. I grew up on college basketball, man. It was so much fun growing up.
Yeah, I do like the tournament. I definitely do a bracket every year. I don't watch too much college basketball leading up to that, and yeah. I'm definitely a big NBA guy. Just I watch NBA a lot. I got the Mavericks on right now against the Spurs. I pay attention to college, or you know, if I got something going on in the game or whatever, but.
Yeah, I'm definitely more NBA for sure.
Yeah, I just know more of the players.
Yeah,
I think the NBA is really interesting. Everyone just hops teams. It's crazy seeing some of these teams put together. You think Brooklyn? I think Brooklyn's going to do pretty good, but
yeah,
we'll see.
A lot of variables there, but if they're healthy and you know, mentally healthy, there's no way they, you know. Sixers though. Sixers are already good, and they're one trade away from being just as good as the Nets, I think, in the East.
Yeah.
You know, and then still the Lakers, Clippers.
Embiid's playing really well, and I've always thought Simmons is pretty good.
Man, if he could shoot, that'd be scary. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, I don't know, like, you watch like a high school video of him, and he's like drilling threes.
Is he really?
I mean, obviously, it's like a highlight tape.
Well, the high school, you know, the high school mixtapes. Austin Rivers has like a legendary high school mixtape. You know what I mean? He can't even get off the bench for the Knicks. So
can't even get off the bench on his dad's team.
Yeah, or that. But I mean,
congrats on the Knicks.
Yeah, always, we'll see.
I wanted to bring this up. I knew we were going on the Knicks. And again, big Zion guy. So. My roommate always hated on Zion. He's like, oh, he's a Julius Randle. He can only go left. Like, I'm kind of like, Julius Randle's a good player, but he's having a breakout year this year. He said that like 2 years ago, and I'm like, it's not Julius Randle. He's going to be way better than Julius Randle.
Right.
Like, saying all this. And like, this year, I actually, pretty good comparison. Like, watching those two just stats, and like, Julius Randle's having a really good season. Knicks are having a pretty good year. For, you know, team's looking better. And like, what do you think about that comparison? Like, Zion, Julius Randle. I still like Zion, you know, obviously younger, but that much younger.
Well, I like it. I mean, obviously, Julius Randle is just low-key athletic, but obviously Zion has the edge. And but both lefties, both can shoot, pass, like both have like overall, like all-around, like well-rounded games.
Right.
I like the comparison, to be honest. They're about the same height, I think. Randle might be a tiny bit taller, but...
But it's like... It's funny because they're like, and I got another buddy on my side, like, oh, he's not Julius. Oh, like, Zion wouldn't have a good game. Would Julius Randle do that? And then, like, you know, in the group chat,
yeah,
my buddy who, you know, Randle will pop off, be like, oh, I didn't see Zion get 36 and 14 tonight or whatever. You know, he had like a little nutty run like 3 or 4 weeks ago, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, he's
Julius
big.
Randle.
Dude,
like,
he's shooting over 40% from three. Which is probably the most shocking stat, but overall he's been killing it. Hopefully he can sustain it, and you know, he's saying all the right things too, because I couldn't stand him last season, man. He would fucking bring the ball up, he would like dribble into traffic all the time. It was so frustrating. But
yeah,
he didn't shine
with the Lakers.
Right. You know,
he got in better shape.
He got in better shape. Thibodeau, I think, you know, it's definitely a big part of that, and like he realized it. He you know, he's not dumb. He saw the fan reaction and was like, you know what, I got to be more unselfish. And he's averaging like six assists at one point.
I'm pretty sure Derrick Rose? Is he on the Knicks?
He is on the Knicks.
What do you like? Do you like that?
I'm like 50-50 on it. I mean, I didn't think it was very necessary, but he's been playing well, and he is a good player. Right. I think he's best fit. He's like a backup guard. I think he's perfect as just like a guy you bring off the bench.
A little veteran off the bench.
Veteran off the bench, get you points, you know, something like that. But I want to see Emmanuel quickly start. I don't think it's going to happen. He's had some bad games lately. I still believe in him. He's a rookie, but I think they're trying to trade for a point guard. Like I said, Lonzo maybe.
What about your guy Frank?
Frank's been, dude, since he came back from injury, he's been like killing it. He's shooting like 60-something percent from three. Obviously, he can defend. His problem is he's hurt a lot, you know? He's been kind of injury-prone. But
he's got a little fan base from what I've seen. You're one of them.
A little what?
A little fan base.
Oh, the Nilakina Hive. The Nilakina Hive. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's got a cult follower. You're
on that board.
I'm on Nilakina Island. Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I still believe in Frank. It remains to be seen whether he's long-term with the Knicks, but I think they like him. So we'll see, man. It's going to be interesting second half of the season, especially.
I hope they sneak in there.
Oh, I'm really hoping. I think it's time.
I think they will.
I think it's time for some playoffs.
East isn't really that strong. A couple powerhouses. The Celtics aren't very good this year. I kind of like the Celtics. You know, I am from around here. You're asking about the teams, but I like Jason Tatum. Wasn't a big Jaylen Brown guy, but he's playing really well. I think one of them needs to go, but I don't know.
Right.
Tough.
Right.
They're the same player.
Yeah. Yeah. Have they started allowing fans at the Boston games?
I think they are like doing something like a little bit.
Yeah, because New York, it's like 2,000 fans. Going back to like the mask thing, I hate wearing the mask, but I'll do it, you know, because I'll follow the rules. I'm respectful of people, you know.
Exactly.
But I hate I just couldn't sit for 3 hours at an arena and wear a mask the whole time. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I pull it down, breathe a little bit.
If you're drinking a beer and eating, I mean, obviously you have it down. Ridiculous. I'd probably be drinking the entire time just so I wouldn't have to wear the mask.
The rules.
I know, the rules, man. But good thing you live in a state, you know, live free or die, right?
That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a nursing home and you're trapped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is true. I mean, most of the best were in nursing homes.
But the nursing home shit is starting to be—it's starting to look shady, right? Like all the states that did it, that just threw people with COVID into nursing homes. I mean, what the fuck? Like, what was that like?
Upstate. I knew it was happening. It wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. You know.
But I was gonna say if you had any closing questions or anything like that.
Two more things. Did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell was right up the road the entire time?
Not until it happened. I never met her. maybe in passing. You know, New Hampshire is small.
Dude, she was like, a couple towns from where you grew up?
Couple towns away, probably about 40 minutes from where I'm stationed right now.
Wow.
And it was something like, there's this big, I don't know if you've ever heard of Dean Kamen.
Dean came now.
Yeah, I think he like knew her. So it is again a little conspiracy, a little local conspiracy, if you may. But he's like his big wig. I don't know. I don't even know what to call him. I'll say the word lobbyist.
Okay,
I could be way off, but politician, ex politician.
Sure. Yeah.
Way richish, and he's like, bro. He has like office in Manchester. Like we know someone who like works for him. And
okay.
I don't know. There's not that many like that rich people around here, and I feel like that was one of his places.
Yeah.
Or like he I don't know. I think he's like involved. It's just like a way high up around my area. I just feel like
yeah. For all we know, she's
deep state. It doesn't matter what state.
For all we know, she's still in that compound, right? We haven't seen a mugshot yet, so.
They
cloned her ass. They cloned her.
She said it was torture in the last headline I read.
Yeah, I love the random post headline every like once a month we get like a Ghislaine like New York Post headline like, oh, she's unhappy or they won't feed her. Yeah. She yeah, hates the exactly. food in here. Like, you know, like, shut up, bitch.
Oh, that sucks, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, too bad. Fucking squeal already. Her trial's in July, so she's got to get to it. What was the other things I was going to ask you? Oh, so the Masters are coming up, right?
Yep. Yep. Who, not too far away.
Yeah. Who are you liking? You're obviously, we've talked about golf plenty. You're an avid golfer. Who do you exactly. like? Like, who do you see? Like, name
I'll
three
you,
guys.
I'll tell
three
you
guys.
Who, I'll tell you who I'm rooting for. And that's Spieth. Tiger's yeah. out. Tiger's my guy. Spieth, and you know what? I didn't really even like Spieth, especially when he was winning.
Okay.
But I like the comeback story. He's been so bad.
He's
for
so bad.
Long, and now he's playing well again.
Yeah.
And he hasn't won yet, but he's been like in top 10 like 5 weeks in a row or something like that. So I'm rooting for Spieth. I currently have a $5 bet to win, I think, 90 on Spieth. I placed that like 3 or 4 weeks ago, sitting in my DraftKings.
Okay.
So I don't – do I think he's going to win? Probably not. I you know, if I were to pick three, I do a Masters pool every year. My roommate, ex-roommate, when I won it for like – you know, it's $20, and he came in second 1 year. The year Tiger won it, and he won like $2,500. It's a big pool. The winner gets like $5,000. So $20, pick two golfers in the top 10, four outside the top 10. Okay. I will be picking Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw the video of him blasting one over,
dude,
a large pond this week.
I did. That was insane. Insane.
Yeah. There's a funny video of him going around like, yeah, just get up and kind of just start shaking. He gets all like nuts and he's like, yeah, I'm kind of a maniac. And I just like think of that video, especially like that dubbed over that drive with his arms up. Like that's like legit long drive. They did like a special on that hole of long drivers and they're like, who can drive the green? And he would have drove the green on Saturday if he pointed in the right direction, but he didn't think he could hit it that far.
Well, he's like
the wind was at his back.
He's like a scientist or some shit, right? Like he's like a... He's like a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, they call him the mad scientist. Yeah,
right,
he's
the mad scientist. Yes,
he does standard length irons. So most irons are, you know, pitching wedge is shorter than 9.
Sure,
you know, pitching wedge is shorter than 5. So all his irons are the same length, but the degrees are different. So he, like a lot of people, don't do that. He does a lot of weird stuff. You know, breaks it down to angles and just stuff that normal pro golfers don't think about, but. Your method and you win majors, and he did the math that if he could drive it X far, he gains that many strokes off the tee, he's gonna be that many strokes better, and he's proving it. So it's, can't hate on him. You can kind of goof because he is like nuts, but I mean, the guy put on a shitload of muscle, won a major, he's winning a lot of tournaments. Like,
yeah, he's
gonna be number one soon. I'll probably pick him and DJ as my top two. Just DJ's really been playing really good golf and won the Masters in November.
Yeah.
Then I don't know. I got some golfers I like. I Morikawa's been playing good.
Morikawa, yeah.
You know, if I were to, I think overall, I think Bryson's going to be the favorite going in odds wise. He can tear apart that course. That you can make par fives, par fours, and par fours, par threes.
Well, who so. Did he won in November, right?
Dustin Johnson.
Oh no, yeah, DJ.
Bryson,
sorry, DJ. What did Bryson win?
Played terrible.
What did he win before that though?
He won the PG at Wingfoot.
Wingfoot. He won Wingfoot.
I think
right.
Wingfoot's yeah. in New York.
Yeah, Mamaroneck.
Yeah, he won
yeah.
Wingfoot. The PGA or U.S. Open or something like that. U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Which is a big tournament.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's pretty much the second biggest tournament.
I think so.
In America.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you know if it's from Europe, the Open and. British Open, which they didn't have this year. They only had 3 majors this year.
Okay.
But yeah, Masters is only a few weeks out. I'm excited.
Yeah,
you know, I hope Tiger plays in a Masters with his kid one day. That'd be a golf fan screen in there. Charlie's looking pretty good. John Daly's kid's looking really good too.
I love it. All the lineage, you know.
Yes, sir.
Gotta love it.
Runs in the blood.
Speaking of lineage, one last question: do you believe Meghan Markle?
What is that? who's Meghan Markle? The British?
Harry.
Duchess or whatever?
Yeah, Duchess. Harry's wife or whatever. Yeah.
I didn't. Do I believe their stories? Bad. Probably embellished. I think the whole thing's pretty comical.
Yeah.
I only really heard about it from Tucker. Tucker.
Tucker.
He does a pretty good, you know, he's like, yeah, these rich people are really like, you know, they're victims. They're the big victims. Well, did Tucker, really wealthy, well off people.
Did Tucker mention anything about like Prince Andrew or like Diana getting whacked? He hasn't gotten into conspiracy theories really, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard, you know, it's crazy that she died and, you know, tunnel all this conspiracy theory and stuff like that.
It's awesome.
He doesn't get too crazy with that, but.
Right. I mean, let's be honest. She was whacked. She was whacked. They murdered her. They whacked her off. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Something I'll never be able to prove. Something I definitely listen to and entertain and
of course.
Doubt.
Of course. But, like, you know, the fact that, like, you know, they say paparazzi was following her too close and they got in a car accident and that's how she, like, yeah, okay. And someone ate a bat and, we, you know, COVID came here. Like, give me a fucking break. Like, these things are so stupid, you know?
Yeah. I like the, I don't know if you've ever seen the pandemic special. From South Park.
Oh no! I gotta watch that. I haven't watched South Park in years, but that looks hilarious. You saw it?
Yeah. Mickey Mouse was involved on bringing COVID over. little quick spoiler. You know, give yourself. I think it's a 90-minute or 2 hours. Give yourself 2 hours. Knock that out. Pretty. I think you'd like it. Yeah. Pandemic special.
I'll definitely.
I don't know if you're even if you're not a big South Park guy.
No, I'm not. People. But like, I'll watch like some of the big episodes. I definitely want to.
It's
check
good.
That
they do a good job.
I'm
they
sure
do a good job. You can't come into the store until you put your mask on. You put your mask on. You're like, oh, we're safe. Come on in. Stuff like that.
I need more of that shit that just like makes
that's
fun
exactly
of all of this.
What it is.
Yeah, I need more.
That's
of that.
What it is. It's awesome, and it came out like you know early summer.
Oh, it did?
Or the middle of the summer, yeah.
Wait, why am I seeing commercials for it now? There must be a new one.
There might have a second one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a new one with, like, awesome. Like they're talking about the vaccinations. So that, like...
nice.
So like,
oh, I'll be watching that.
So, you know, like, Lil Jon, like, shots.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, they have that in the commercial.
Yeah, that's the shit I need. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I was talking
about. I love it.
Yeah, I gotta definitely...
Well, I'm gonna watch
yeah.
that one. You should watch the first and that one.
Yeah, dude, this was so much fun. We got to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Tell Paulie, you know, we'll do a little crypto special. Little, tell him next time I'm on and see where we're at. Then
a little
you know?
Crypto, yeah, we'll definitely have to make that happen.
Make it happen. Tell the fam I said hi.
Likewise. All right, brother.
Yeah, brother. Hey, I'll be hitting you up. I appreciate it. Let me know. You know, anytime, man. Let me know next time.
For sure. All right.
Bye, buddy.
Take care.
Good.
Comb your hair. Peace. Yeah.